USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is pushing Congress to be more proactive and demanding legislative solutions to the immigration problem. The planned deportation raids are on hold for at least 2 weeks. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
No government should commit actions that spread unwarranted fear and force people to go into the shadows that could endanger their lives, especially those who have been living in our community and making positive contributions.
Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
2 weeks is not a very long period of time. I do not expect that there will be a miracle, though I hope for a miracle, in 2 weeks.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the president says his idea is working.
The border is working out well, and the wall is being built. I mean, a lot of people don't like to talk about it. We're building the wall. We will have 400 miles of wall built by the end of next year. And that's hard because the Democrats don't want to approve it.
This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The president says Iran will be hit with more sanctions. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump makes the announcement on Twitter, and then National Security Advisor John Bolton confirms that the new sanctions on Iran will take effect on Monday, a result of Iran lashing out recently, specifically shooting down a U.S. drone last Wednesday.
Threats to international peace and security in the Middle East and around the world are on the rise. Iran's continued pursuit of nuclear weapons, its threats to exceed the limits set in the failed Iran nuclear deal in the coming days.
The U.S. also reportedly launched a retaliatory cyber attack against Iran for shooting down that drone. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 400 pilots have filed a class action lawsuit against Boeing, saying they covered up the design flaws in the 737 MAX aircraft. They were grounded worldwide following two deadly crashes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Gas prices have been on the decline across the nation recently, but gas and oil expert Trilby Lundberg says that might change.
The average price of gasoline at the pump retrograde is $2.73. It is down 11 cents from 2 weeks ago, and it's 24 cents lower than it was 7 weeks ago.
She says the tensions in Iran might cause prices to go up. Also on Friday, there was an explosion at a Philly gas refinery that might affect prices. She said some states are also affecting the prices in many ways. At the box office,
there's plenty of kids out there. Sometimes change can be good.
You can't teach this old toy new tricks.
You'd be surprised.
Bonnie, we're going home for you.
There's lots of reboots and sequels at the theater this weekend. Coming in at number one, Toy Story 4, featuring Tim Allen and Tom Hanks. Coming in second place, the Chucky reboot, Child's Play, at $14 million. At number three, another version of Disney's Aladdin, featuring Will Smith, at $12 million. Speaking of Will Smith, number four is the sequel for Men in Black, called Men in Black International, at $10.8 million. The Secret Life of Pets 2, another sequel, at number five, with $10.3 million. And the movie about Elton John, Rocket Man, coming in at number six with $5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.